like I am. Nobody laughed. Hallelujah.
I didn't know you were talking about your mic.
So let's look at Isaiah chapter 52. If you are there, praise God. We're looking at verse number 6 and 7. The Word of God says, therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. Behold, witness something remarkable, extraordinary, it is I. And before we go on, God wants us to understand something, that every time the word is spoken, God is speaking. It is I. Every time we read the word, every time we speak the word, it is I. He is speaking. Amen? Do we believe that according to the word of God, it says that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished into all good works. Okay? So, in other words, this is God breathed, God spoken. So behold, every time we hear the word, it is I. Verse 7 says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, and that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. And tonight we're going to look at, behold, it is I. It is I. Behold, it is I. When I thought about that, I thought about Moses, when Moses was in the wilderness, when he escaped Egypt. And Exodus chapter 3, God is sending Moses back to Egypt to bring the children of Israel out. And Moses is asking God, well, who shall I say sent me? And verse 14, he said, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. Now, when you think of the word and God as the I am what? Hello? I am happy. I am happy. Yes. What else? The great I am. He is what? I am holy. And I am righteous. What else? I am mighty. I am powerful. I am strong. I am. You know, when I think about I am that I am, whatever it is you need, I am. I am that. Amen? I am your salvation. I am your deliverance. I am your healing. I am your healer. I am your deliverer. The great I am that I am. Amen? So when I see words like tell them that I am, Sachin, I sit there and I thought about it, and it's just I am. And then all of a sudden, I am everything. Amen? So when we have this in mind, one of the things that the Lord spoke to my heart about, the first is, and he says that we're going to publish peace. He says, behold his peace. When I think about the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding, that guards our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, I think of peace. I think of serenity. I think of safety. I think of the great I am as being my protector. But he is by his protection. Look with me in Psalms 4. Before you go to bed at night. Verse 8. He says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. When I think about the I, the great I am, that the behold his peace. Secondly, I think about his guidance. By his guidance, John 16. Verse 13, the word of God says, Jesus said, howbeit when the spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. You know, when I think about the guidance, that he guides us, when I'm thinking about again, I'm thinking about he guides me in the direction to find peace. Amen. You know, and no matter what's going on around us, I'm telling you, sometimes things get so busy. You know, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting that, you know, in the past few days, we've had a lot of grandchildren over, and they have a lot of energy. There's no slowing down. They're full speed. But in the midst of that, you've got to find peace. Amen. Amen. And the only way we find peace is we recognize that it is I, him, that he's the Prince of Peace. Amen. That he delivers that to us. He says he is by his spirit, Romans 8. Verse number 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Natural, death. Spiritual, life and peace. Natural, spiritual. In other words, if you truly want peace to come, you have to allow the Prince of Peace that's within you to overwhelm you. Amen? Amen. When we say that greater is he that is in us, I'm thankful for my pop, my Prince of Peace. Amen? That dwells within us. So, in situations, if I'm going to deal it with the natural, that most of the time it's going to bring death or stress or anxiety. But if I'm going to deal in the spiritual, it brings life and peace. So it doesn't seem too difficult if you just would reflect on it a moment. Death, life and peace. Amen. And in other words, we have to allow the one that's in us to arise. When we say, and let allow God to arise into the enemy, it will be scattered. He arises inside of you. He arises inside of me. Amen? So as we allow him to arise, there's life and peace. We allow the flesh to arise, there's death. And that death has all kinds of different things that comes with it. What do you think? Thank you, Jesus. Secondly, I see here, it is I. When he's speaking, it is I. We behold his salvation, you know. So let's first look at his command. The Lord's just been speaking my heart about this. I was kind of speaking about this a little bit today to a friend of mine about what we're called to do. Amen. And in Matthew 24, we'll begin to read in verse number 7. Kind of shows you the time that we're in. He says, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. For many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. This gospel of the kingdom, amen, behold his salvation. So many times we want to get so theological, we want to get so much deep in the word, but Jesus called us to preach the gospel. Amen? Amen? It's the gospel that saves. Now, the other things will whet my appetite and make me hungry. Amen? But we recognize that man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we do this by his power, not by our power, but by his power. You know, when the disciples, after Jesus resurrected from the grave, the disciples went back to their own business until they received power. And the word of God said, Jesus said in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the othermost parts of the earth. That didn't take place with the disciples until they were empowered from on high. Matter of fact, I'm going to preach on it a little bit this week, that the disciples went back to their old trade. They went back to fishing. Amen? Amen? So we have the power of salvation comes from God by the Holy Spirit. You say, well, Pastor, you talk about that a whole lot. And I say, you know why I keep talking about it? Because somewhere along the line, we've got to start doing it. Hello? In other words, we're being equipped to lead and share the gospel to people, and it's not in the church. It's out there. Now, I'm doing a celebration service of life for Randy Brunk this Saturday, but last Tuesday, I shared the gospel and he gave his heart to Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? And if he didn't give his heart to Jesus last Tuesday, this service that they were having this Saturday would be a whole different service. And Randy witnessed to his family that he gave his heart to Jesus. All right? So you know, he has a son that's in the army that's flying back from Florida to his room. And his son's excited that his daddy gave his heart to Jesus because his daddy was a rebel. You know? And I believe what the Lord is saying to me, he's telling you and I, he said, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that's believed and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. He said, in my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, I don't understand why Randy died. I know for a fact when I prayed for Randy to accept Jesus, he had jaundice. He was completely yellow. His eyes were yellow. He was yellow. He turned back to natural color. Everybody witnessed that he turned back to natural color. His urine, instead of blood, turned back to clear. Everybody witnessed that happened. And then all of a sudden, a couple days later, he was gone. Somebody came back in and spoke. I don't know what it is. I don't know. But I was mad. Not mad at God, not mad at Randy, but mad because I expected the man to be living. Because with salvation comes healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Amen? And I don't know, and God doesn't tell me everything. I've been searching all week, wondering, asking him why. You know? And some things are a mystery. And he doesn't tell us all things. But you know what he told me to do? He told me to keep preaching the gospel. He told me to keep laying hands on the sick. Amen? He kept on, just keep believing him and his word. Amen? And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep preaching the gospel. I'm going to keep laying hands on the sick. Amen? I've seen too many people recover that not believe God and his word. Amen? But the reason I brought that up, it's not about me. What he is saying to us is, they're not going to come here. We have to go out there and get them. And we can share the gospel. It's really funny. And me and Greg were talking about this a little bit earlier. Even with a lot of men of God, they don't mind preaching at people, but nobody shares the gospel. They don't share the gospel to lead people to Jesus. Not out there. They might get some people that come to the altar and repent in the services or something. But most of the time, it's not sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what he's called us to do. Amen? You know, he said also in Matthew 28, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all these things I've commanded thee, and lo, I'm with thee even to the end of the world. So there's a teaching part, but you can't teach someone that you haven't won. You've got to win them before you can teach them. Amen? In other words, you can't really teach anybody in the Word of God if they don't have the Spirit of God in them. Because you know what it is to them, really? Foolishness. Because it's spiritually discerned. Not naturally discerned. Amen? Okay. I guess I'm not getting a lot of hallelujahs and praise God there, so I'll move on. So thirdly, behold his reign. In Exodus 15, 18, the word of God says, the Lord will reign forever. You know? So turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Jehoshaphat, he's in the house of the Lord before the new court. Verse 6, he said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Amen? You know, and when we, if we get the revelation and understanding of that and the greater one in you, then no weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises up you shall condemn. That's your heritage as a child of God. Art thou not our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gave it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And thou dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in the presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, and then thou wilt hear and help. Amen. I called on the Lord, and he answered me. And he showed me mighty things that I did not know, or if I knew if not. Amen? Amen? He is a mighty God. He's able to save. By his glory. Turn with me to Psalms 24. I love this when the psalmist says in verse 10, who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen? The King of glory. We find that he is by his authority. Psalms 95. You know, when I look through the word, when Paul said, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, it was kind of interesting. I was sharing with Greg yesterday, and I was running at the park. I talk to the Lord all the time. And I'm talking to him like I'm talking to you, and we're communicating with one another. And this guy was walking his dog that was over there, and he said, huh? What'd you say? I said, excuse me? What'd you say? I said, no, sir, I'm talking to myself. Oh, he said, okay, I'll see the both of you tomorrow. I thought that was funny, you know? Amen. The reason I say that is I'm constantly speaking forth the word to get it in my ears and get it into my heart. So when I'm talking to the God, I'm communicating his word. And then he opens up and reveals and shows me things and speaks to me. And, you know, I love the relationship. I love the Father that I serve. He has an open door policy. Amen? Because of his Son. You know, when his Son died on the cross of Calvary, the veil was torn from top to bottom, that which gave us the rights to go to the Holy of Holies. Nothing's keeping us. There was only the priest that was only allowed to go there once a year. And they would have to tie a bell around him, and he would go in there, and many times, because they weren't holy, they would fry and they would pull them back out, amen, because of his glory. But because of Jesus, we could come right into his very presence, the very presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you know. And all of these things in his word, I don't take any of them lightly. Amen? In other words, here's my mentality. If he said it, I believe him and we can do it. If he said it, I believe him and we can do it. And, you know, that's why the Apostle Paul would make a statement like, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that gives me strength or that strengthens me. Amen? In other words, he had a revelation and understanding. So we find he says in Psalms 95, verse number 1, he said, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Amen? Amen? I don't know. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So what is he saying to us tonight? Simply, in Isaiah 52, verse number 6. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. Amen? It is I. So what did he say to us tonight? He said simply this, that he is the great I am, he is our peace, he is our salvation, and he is our reigning King of Kings and Lord of Lords forever. Amen? So let's just stand up and give him praise. Hallelujah.